Saudi Arabia's military spokesman Ahmad Al-Asiri says that Saudi forces have the right to inspect the Iranian aid ship before it reaches a Yemeni port. The ship is loaded with 2,500 tons of much-needed aid, including medical supplies from Iran's Red Crescent. Saudi Arabia has already blocked Iranian aid deliveries to Yemen. A humanitarian ship has left Sweden for Gaza in an effort to end the blockade of the coastal enclave. The Marianne of Gothenburg is the first boat in the Freedom Flotilla 3 to depart for the Palestinian territory. The vessel is carrying solar panels and medical equipment. The U.S. Secretary of State is in Moscow for talks with Russian officials over the crisis in Ukraine. John Kerry is due to hold a meeting with President Vladimir Putin after talks with his Russian counterpart. The shaky ceasefire in Ukraine is expected to be the highlight of the talks. Iran's foreign minister has reiterated that the U.S. government will be responsible for implementing any final nuclear agreement with Tehran. Zarif said the U.S. Senate's latest bill that requires President Barack Obama to submit a final nuclear deal to Congress for approval could only delay the implementation of the deal. U.S. and Georgian forces have kicked off joint military exercises near Tbilisi. The drills are set to last for 2 weeks. Russia has harshly criticized maneuvers close to its borders. The U.S. has recently held a series of joint military exercises in Scandinavia, the Baltics, and Eastern Europe.